Why, hi there, and welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Wembley and Katie Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples. Well, now, what are we talking about when we say pointy pineapples?
Well, if you are a member of the public and you see any one of us at a pub and you say pointy pineapples, we will buy you a beer.
Mm.
Or it's a drink is your choice, really. It could be a wine, a house wine, but not top shelf.
Considering how many people listen to this podcast, I mean, I'm not going to go broke.
I am
overwhelming.
The amount of people that come up to me and say, I want to give away some money.
Do you? It gives them a great in too, because I'd imagine as an ex-footy player, one who's been fairly successful, when they're standing at the pub looking at Embers at Optus Oval, they're like, oh, God, there's Embers. I'm going to go have a little chat with him, tell him how good that Norm Smith game was. What's my in going to be?
Yeah.
Pointy pineapples.
Now, what happens, let's say, tonight, you're out and about at, let's say, I don't know, Nobu.
Yeah, sure.
And Chris Judd rolls up and says, pointy pineapples.
Well, technically, he can actually, I have to buy him a beer, right?
Well,
and
we
he's in town
we
at the
did
moment.
We did say, though, friends don't get a free kick.
Yeah, but it's Juddy.
Yeah, but to just get...
If Juddy came up to one of us three, and it wasn't Embers.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Juddy's an avid listener of this show, yeah, I might add.
It's a really simple
subscribes
one.
To the
I'd say, Juddy, stop being a stinge and you get me a bloody beer.
It's a really simple one. Juddy, I'll buy you the beer, no problem. But guess what? It's your share for dinner.
Yeah.
And we're at Nobu.
Good call. Tomahawk steaks all round.
Miso black cod.
Oh, yeah, miso. Yeah.
Today, a bit of train story. Actually, a fair bit of public transporty sort of chat, because we talked about your train stories.
Yeah.
But then we also talked about how a man's ashes was found
on a train
or a bus in Perth.
It was a container with a human's ashes inside the container, and it said Ranga on the container.
Ranga could have been a dog. Could have been a blue heeler.
Human remains. I thought I was really close to you about
this. I was almost about to say it. Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, guys, we're going to be talking about ashes on planes.
Great.
Planes. We're going to planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah. And then ashes we'll do it on all. Cranes. We spoke about that today as well.
Embers, that's from you.
I know.
Wow. Interesting.
Jeez.
Don't know how I feel about Embers bringing gear like that.
And then submarines.
It's not getting any better than that, but it will, because here's your podcast right now. Nothing rhymes with submarine.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette, in a Loo Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Wembley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Wembley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
133353. We want to know about your train story.
What's your train story? We've all got one. 133353. This morning, Embers, an electrical fire broke out underneath the Transperth train carriage. Nothing worse than a fire in your undercarriage. this all kicked off. Fires were called to Stirling train station about 6 a.m. this morning. Staff did a good job of being able to extinguish the blaze before the fires got there. But, of course, it caused technical issues and there were huge delays on the Joondalup and Mandra lines.
Total fire ban, clearly not on the train.
No, well, I don't know. Throw a dart down. You know, good train story though. You know, why were you late to work? Oh, well, there was a fire in the undercarriage.
That old story, that old chestnut. Yeah, exactly. Imagine going to your boss today. Oh, sorry, I'm late. The train's on fire. Come on, mate. Hey, so my youngest son, Dan, right? He was with his granddad about a couple of years ago, and they were on the train, and my daughter was there as well, and my other son. And anyway, they got off the train station, and granddad had sort of forgotten that Van was on his iPad still and wasn't focusing, and basically got off with the other kids and forgot about Van.
Oh, God.
And then the doors have shut, and Van, he must have been only six at the time. Oh. He's gone, what do I do? And granddad's gone, meet you at the next train station. So granddad has just ran as fast as he could, and thank goodness a nice lady had actually got off the train to the next train station got off with Van. And then here comes granddad.
God, if that didn't kill him.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, that's exactly happened to me. except I was only 2 years ago. But my partner Deans and I, we were in London, we were on the tube, and she knows all the way around because she's from the UK. And so I'm just that, you know, one that's just like, she's got it sorted, the direction, she knows what we're doing. And in my head, I'm just like,
it looks like a pub over there.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wander in there.
Thinking about my next drink. So we jump on this train and she's like, oh, yeah, we're getting off here. She thinks I'm behind her, but it's so crammed,
so
the train.
Busy
so
over
I'm like
there.
Trying to get through. Yes. All of a sudden, doors close aggressively. She looks at me. I look at her and it's just like, just sail off. And she was trying to tell me, get off at the next one. I'll meet you there. But I just thought, I dug deep into my memory. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I know which one to get off. I'll just meet her at the, anyway. It was just a big thing and I was so scared. I was just like, even though I was only like 31 years old.
I was so scared in a big town.
Stacey's in Canning Vale. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Stace. What happened on the train?
So this happened quite a few years ago when my son was still in a pram. I had my phone in the sun visor bit up the top.
Yes.
And I've gone to get onto the train and it slipped out the top of the pram and slipped in between the platform on the train and fallen onto the track.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was freaking out a bit, but a transit guard came to the rescue and he got some stick tape onto a pole and managed to pick my phone up off the tracks that way.
Wow. So did I presume the phone didn't get smashed or squashed or anything like that, Stace?
No, thankfully it didn't.
Wow. Go buy yourself a lotto ticket.
Very lucky.
Oh, well done, Stacey. That, as they do say, mind the gap. Jacob is in Banksia Grove. Hello, Jacob.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, mate, we're just cruising on this Thursday afternoon, Jacob. Now tell us what happened on the train for you.
Well, let's just put it this way. I had a rough night out on the source one day.
Happens.
I get up for work the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
End up in the city.
Yeah.
I work. I got on the train at Whitford's, Whitford's train station.
Yep.
If anyone doesn't know, it's one of the first ones. Back then, it was probably the second train stop from
sure.
the start of the line. And then, yeah, went all the way to the city, fell asleep.
Oh, no. So where were you meant to get off?
I was meant to get off at Warwick.
Which is one stop.
One stop. Yeah.
One stop.
Yeah.
Woke up and you were like, okay, well, I guess it's a day trip.
So I was,
the scenic route.
I was 2.5 hours late for work that day.
What did you do in the city when you got there?
Went
on the next train. Jacob, what did you say to your boss? You just fell asleep because you were home?
I just said to him, I was like, look, mate, sorry, mate, there's been a bit of a delay. One of the trains has stopped working.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be a little bit late for work.
Yeah, you didn't like to say that you were severely hungover.
That's just right. Got a little text from Xavier Ellis, actually. He said that he once got a cuddle on the train.
Oh,
yeah. Just just met someone and had a cuddle. So there you go.
I'm not sure he would have messaged you that
interesting
that you would
things
read that out.
I was going to say, more the point, I don't think that's a great material from Zay.
Sue's from Medora Bay. G'day, Sue.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello,
good,
Sue. What's your train story?
Many years ago, coming home from South Kensington in London, I was on the train and it was about 11 or 12 at night. And I had the carriage to myself, and this gentleman had obviously had a lot of, I don't know, fun or drink or something else in the evening, was running up and down the carriage saying, we're all going to die.
Oh, good Lord. Like, not what you want to hear. Not what you want to hear on a train, especially when you're on your own.
No. Well, I guess he was right, though. I mean, eventually we will soon.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a point.
So he was right.
I just wasn't sure on the time scale, so I was like, next stop, I'll get off just in case.
Totally. And hopefully he didn't get off. And
you?
Followed you
no,
off.
I didn't see him again. He ran down and I was like, okay, you go that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go this
way. I'll go the other way. Good call.
Fair
Sue.
Enough.
That is very good call.
Well, there you go. From South Kensington to Michael from Kensington. G'day, Michael.
Oh, good. G'day, Embers. Hi, Katie.
Hello,
you got me
Michael.
There?
Yeah, we've got you. What's your train story?
Clear.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Well, I've got an abundance, but I'll stick with the funniest one.
Awesome.
I did spend nearly three years working on the train, so I've got a fair few in that time.
Right.
But this was when I was on the Joondalup line. This transit guard was telling me a story that one Friday night, it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know, the adults only time
mm-hmm.
slot.
Yes.
And some female was on the train, and the transit guard was on the train doing the normal checks up and down the train carriages, and she's like, you know, using those yellow poles on the train. You know the yellow poles?
Yes.
Yep, using one of those yellow poles and pole dancing on the train. And there's bloke in the background. He's doing anything, you know what, with his meat and potatoes. And,
oh, good God.
The transit officer walks in and sees this and thinks, oh, geez, that's a bit weird, and takes no notice of it. Walks out of that carriage. The train goes through a tunnel. And then he walks back in 5 minutes later, and then clothes are off, and they're fornicating on the train.
Oh,
jeez, okay.
Oh, his name wasn't Xavier Ellis, was it?
Jeez, there's a reason why it's adults only. Who wants to watch Big Brother Uncut? Rough. No need when you got train porn.
Right, old mate was off on his way to the voodoo lounge. He goes, you know what, I'll save myself $100. I'm going to get my pleasure on the train this afternoon.
Lord. Wow, there you go. Train poles my can also goodness. Be used for pole dancing. Oh, no.
Exercise.
Epic.
Hey, flexibility on the train.
Yeah.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Oh, tomorrow is the big day, and there's somebody in Perth is going to win $2,000 just for finding a silver something. In this case, it's your silver footy boots.
Well, not quite my silver football boots, yeah. But you, all you have to do is find a silver footy boot,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you do, we will give you $2,000. Now, we've been giving away clues all week.
We have.
We've got another big clue to give away right now.
So if you're tuning in for the first time, our first clue was it's 20.5 kilometres from Perth CBD.
Second clue was that it was north of the Perth CBD.
The third clue was that it's close to Wanneroo Road.
Ooh. All right.
And now, today's clue.
The fourth clue, the suburb has a KFC in it.
Oh, shut up, 1.4
kilometres away, apparently. So, wow. Combine so all I'm having of those Wanneroo clues Road together. At the moment.
Listen, yeah. I know for a fact that there is a KFC in Malaga. I know that.
Oh, okay.
I've been there before.
Oh, great.
So, it could be in Malaga somewhere.
It could be. You're dead right. Now, tomorrow after 4:30, you can find the silver footy boot, and $2,000 is all yours. Mm.
So if you're the first person to find it, you get $2,000 thanks to our mates at Silverstone. Today's talent, tomorrow's success.
Head north.
Head
tomorrow
north.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, head north. Get in that sort of within a 2K radius of that somewhere in Wanneroo Road, somewhere north where there's a KFC. Go and find out where KFC's are.
Brainstorm with your mates. Yep. Share it with your mates. Because $2,000.
We will give away one more clue tomorrow, and then I'll tell you what, you need to hunt. You need to go, because $2,000 will do a lot for your weekend.
And Embers, you could sign the footy boot even.
Oh. Well, you know what? That'll devalue it.
There's no value on the,
yeah, to
the
be
boots
fair.
Themselves.
I think we got them from Kmart.
Yeah. I think they're a $12 pair, kids pair.
But what colour are they?
Silver.
Silver. Thanks to Silverstone.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isri Seats. Who better to get your tips from than a guy who does this? Andrew Embley. Ripping goal.
Gets to Embley, and that could be the game-winning goal.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Footy Tips.
Round of five, not too far away, Katie. Of course, Melbourne taking on the Brisbane Lions from the MCG. We'll be going straight to that game from 6 p.m. tonight. Now, the money's come from Melbourne.
Yeah, right. Melbourne at home.
At home. I'm going to give you three upsets, and this one is the first one. Brisbane win tonight.
What?
Brisbane win tonight. They cause an upset. I know, I like to change my mind all the time, but right now I'm feeling, after what we saw Brisbane do last week, and I know it was only North Melbourne, but there were signs that came out of that game that things were starting to come back. They go back to the MCG where they should have won a grand final last year.
Oh, true.
I reckon that could be the game last week that it was a turning point for them. If they can go and beat Melbourne at the MCG tonight, the whole season just gets turned around for them.
Do I change my tip to Brisbane?
So, upset number one, the Brisbane Lions. All right.
Okay.
Upset number two.
Yep. I love it. Katie just mouthed at me. What's that do?
The Fremantle Dockers. They'll take on Port Adelaide this weekend. Now, just having a look at the teams. Erasmus is in. Michael Frederick, of course, he injured himself last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Fremantle Dockers are $3.40 outsider for a team that should have beaten Carlton last week.
Yeah.
I cannot believe. I think the market have missed the Fremantle Dockers here.
Ooh.
I think they can beat Port Adelaide.
Wow.
They've stayed over in Adelaide. They are dead serious about this game. And I think they win.
Adelaide,
I think they surprise him. No Sean Darcy for the Fremantle Dockers. A little bit of talk that he might be in, but Fremantle have a side of caution.
Yeah, so Fremantle should be 4-0.
They should be 4-0. Yeah. They should be playing for 5-0.
No, I'm aware of that, but they are playing decent football. Okay, you can
upset
take away the
number
game against
two,
Adelaide.
The Fremantle Dockers.
Don't mind that.
Upset number three. Oh, wait for it.
Hang on.
You heard it first here on the Rush Hour. The West Coast Eagles win their first game on Sunday.
Guys, I've actually tipped the West Coast Eagles because when we spoke to Yoey,
will win.
He said, back us in.
I was actually really impressed with their first half last week, right? They were leading Sydney at half time.
Exactly. They had a good game last week.
Sydney can win the flag this year. That's how good they're going. West Coast, maybe not as bad as what people think. I think this is a winnable game.
And look, if they're going to win one, it's going to be at home at Optus against Richmond, who
Eagles
are not being that good at the
moment. Supporters, get there on Sunday. It's going to be a wonderful day. You put the Dockers and Eagles into a multi.
Oh, hello.
It's about 40-1.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I might do that now.
Eagles fans,
gamble responsibly.
The inaugural 1987 Eagles are being honoured as well at the Eagles game
if
this weekend.
There is a way to get up for those guys that sacrificed themselves back in 1987 to run out with that yellow goonsy with the blue wings.
I liked that one.
Come on, the Eagles.
Footy tips for Embers and for modern motor trimmers. Modern motor trim. I'm just so floored by the fact that you're going to tip West Coast.
We're going to do it. We're going
to
back them in.
I want them to win, but I don't know. Richmond almost beat Sydney a couple of weeks ago as well.
I know.
Modern motor trimmers, Australia's
kind of guy.
Leading supplier and installer of Is Receipts.
New Wealth make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
And Southies lead 24 to North 19. G, they're getting away, Embers. They are getting away.
I reckon producer Joel's added one to the South.
No, it wasn't. It was 23.
I think he's just trying to make the gap bigger. But right now, we spoke about this before. We threw it out to our listeners, and everyone from the North are really keen to make amends. Yeah. South were just, I'm busy. I got that much cash. I don't need it anymore.
But then we just reminded them that you can just win an easy $100 from New Wealth. So then a fair few people started calling through.
And one of those was Emma from Byford. G'day, Emma.
Hello.
Emma. You're from the South. You're a little bit nervous. This is your first time playing Battle of the Burbs.
Yeah, it is.
You'll be fine.
Hey, Emma, $100. That'd be quite nice.
That would be.
Good. All right. Well, you're taking on Bo from Beachborough, and he's very determined to get a point on the board for the North. Hello, Bo.
Hello. How are we?
How are you, Bowie boy?
I'm great. About to close this gap up a little.
Yeah, I love it, Bo. All right.
Good on you, Bo. Bo, your buzzer is North. Emma, your buzzer is South. First to 2 points is the winner and scores a point on the board for their side of the river. Question number one.
Ember's daughter is in visiting the rush hour today because it's school holidays. This is a multiple choice question. What is her name? Is it summer, winter, or autumn?
North.
Emma? Oh, North. We have to go to the North because North.
Summer.
Summer is
incorrect.
All right.
Emma,
so
your buzzer is South, by the way. Yep. So you can have a free, that's all right, have a free crack at it.
You need the question again?
No, that's okay. I have no idea, but I'll say winter.
Winter is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Autumn's just
that's
sitting there just going, doesn't anyone know my name?
It's
autumn, guys.
I know. Interesting choice. Let's go.
Question number two.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. Depends what the other names were if we decided on autumn. Hey, babe, love you. Question number two. Name a place in Perth with a dog beach.
North.
North.
Bo.
Whitford.
Yeah.
Whitford, of course.
Dog beach.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yep. Well done.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually not quite sure, but I presume there would be one in Whitford's.
Yeah,
there is definitely. Well done. All right.
Okay, Emma, you need this to stay in the game. Bo, this is for the win. Here we go. Question number three. What is the capital of the United States of America?
North.
North for the win.
Oh.
quick.
Three. Two.
No.
New York.
One. No.
It's not
New York, no.
All right, Emma, you get a free stab at it. What is the capital of the United States of America?
I don't even know. Interesting. I would say America, but no.
No. No. It's Washington, D.C., everyone. Washington D.C. That's okay. All right. We've got plenty of questions.
Have we?
Oh, well, we're running out.
Well, you know what? Let's stick with the American theme.
Oh, you're going to go with this question?
The decider.
Yeah, okay.
Who is the president of the United States of America?
North.
For the win.
Joe Biden.
No! North has closed the gap, making it 24-20. Well done, Bo.
Just about to say that and just missed out, weren't you, Emma?
I'll say yes.
Good Emma, on you, Emma. Bad luck to you, congratulations. Emma. $100 is on your way. Thanks to New Wealth, make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth here on the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie at 92.9 Triple M. Look, it's great news that the North have finally got back on the board. Joel, our producer.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, but Autumn is sitting next to me and she's filthy no one knew her name. Go, Autumn.
So disappointed. I'm actually the better Embley.
Oh, the better Embley. Well, that's not hard.
Are you more disappointed in the fact that we just ragged on your name just before?
Literally, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, don't blame you. Anyway, right now, 133353. Where did you scatter the ashes? Ashes to
ashes. The reason we're asking Embers is because a white plastic container of human ashes has been left on a bus in Rockingham. Police are on the search for the owner or the family of the deceased, right? This happened on February 24th, but the pictures have been circulating on social media. Now, the white container has two dates and the name Ranger written on it.
Ranger.
So, look, I'm assuming
you reckon Ranger's a dog?
It was potentially could have been a dog, or it could be a red-headed man.
Could be.
Our producer Joel's redheaded. He's still alive, so it's not him.
It's not me, guys.
Now, when you scatter a loved one's ashes, some people might scatter it in the ocean or in the river in a nice place.
Quite sentimental to someone.
But who knows? Ranger could have loved to ride the bus.
He could have been a bus driver.
This could be the biggest mistake ever. People are like searching, oh my God, the person's ashes, now they've handed in to the police station. No. Ranger wanted to ride the bus forever. Potentially. I don't know. I didn't know Ranger.
I think Ranger, yes, he did something really bad once and he lost his license forever and therefore he couldn't drive cars. So he had to catch the bus to work every single
Ranger
day.
Ranger loved the bus potentially. Who knows?
133353. We're asking you those interesting places where you scatter the ashes. Now, you remember when Buddy Franklin kicked his 1,000th goal?
And 1,000 goals. Everyone flopped onto the MCG.
Well, one lady, right, she went onto the middle of the SCG and she scattered her nana's ashes on the ground. Take a listen.
I wasn't nervous at all. It was sort of just was really surreal. I sort of actually can't remember actually running out and doing it. Just had Nan on my mind and just thought how much Nan would love it. Be able to go there instead of being able to do the coin toss. We're able to, put a bit of Nan there for her.
So hang on a minute. Didn't the game continue after that? That's not like, okay, so they're running around on Nan's ashes and tackling and getting your head into Nan. All right. Yeah. Wow. Hey. Nan's in the middle of the SCG with the bullets.
And there's people running past. And there's people running past as she's carrying the ashes, getting a mouthful of Nan.
And Nan got a few kicks, I imagine. That's amazing.
Nan might have got trotted on a few times as well. Poor Nan just dies and gets trotted on at the same time.
She wanted that.
She wanted that. That's exactly what she wanted, and she liked, the footy boys in running around in short shorts. So go Nan. Let's go to Mandy in Belmont. Hello, Mandy.
Oh, hang on just a tick. I thought we were going to go to Joel first, but that's okay. No, let's go to Mandy. Hello.
Hi, how are we?
Mandy, we're going really well. Scatter in the ashes. Where would you scatter yours or someone else's?
Well, it's my old man.
Okay.
And he's got it in his will. But what he wants is that my brother and I down and said that he wants his ashes to be scattered up at Wedge Island on the dirt track with our motorbikes. Oh, so my brother and I... Well, we've got a plan that we're going to put his ashes into, you know how those, you got those egg timers with the sand in them that you can trip up and down?
Yes.
We've got, like, we're going to connect it to, like, an elastic band and we're going to cut it. Then it flips over and go along the dirt tracks and put his ashes up there.
Oh, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool,
Andy. It's a, yeah, it's a thoughtful.
It is. It's where he wants to go and he likes his dirt bikes and all his motorbikes and growing up around all of that. It's his favourite place to go. So
the egg timers are one of the ones that you kind of use in board games, you know, where you get X amount of time to... Yeah. I'd use it for a game's categories. So I'm always watching.
How is the old man going?
Pardon me?
How is the old man going?
Fight and spit, unfortunately.
Where would you scatter the ashes on 133353, producer Joel?
I was working in Darwin many years ago, and for a radio competition we were working on for a crane company, you had to drop your most prized possession off a crane to win flights to the Gold Coast.
Mm.
So our mum decided to come up on this crane in an industrial area and lob the old man off.
Oh,
it
no.
just landed on the ground with a big thud. A little tiny puff of smoke came out.
Oh,
but
God.
To her credit, she won tickets to the GC and she said, that's what Dad would have wanted.
For me to be happy.
133353, where did you scatter the ashes?
Ella in Kensington. Hello, Ella.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, Ella. We're asking you where the did you spread the ashes, or maybe you might spread them there one day. You please tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah, so my nana has asked that we have her ashes put into a firework and sent up over the castle ruins of in the village that she grew up in the UK.
Oh, wow. So nana, is nana going to be paying for that trip, or...?
She lives over. She's over there.
Oh, she's so over she, there. But you I guys mean, need yeah. to get over there, don't you?
Yeah.
So we say, well, Nana, you leave us some inheritance and we'll get over there.
Yeah, leave us a bit of money and make sure it's first class so we can fly to. It's a long way.
She's worth it.
Absolutely.
She sure is.
And
good
that's,
on you, Ella.
That's beautiful as well in a little firework. That's so cute. I love that, Ella.
I
take it your nan's a bit of a firecracker.
Oh, she's something special. Yeah, she really is.
Well, that's a special way to do it. Good on you, Ella. Let's go to Tonya in Helena Valley. Hello, Tonya.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi, Tonya. Good movie.
Yeah. Hi, Tonya.
Yeah. I'm not that girl.
Oh, you're not that girl? Me. Oh, thank God.
No.
Otherwise, yeah, I was going to get very stabby.
Yes.
All
right.
Good have done. Not me. It's not me.
Where are you going to scatter the ashes, Tonya?
Well, haven't we got an ashes story?
Ooh, right.
My lovely husband's dear old mother, Philly.
Yep.
She passed away about 8-odd years ago, and she had a massive obsession with the old Elvis.
Oh.
What?
Elvis. Okay, well, yeah, Elvis.
Elvis, yes, the Elvis Presley,
yep.
Yes. And we decided that, well, we didn't decide, we took her with us, her ashes, to Memphis. We went down into Graceland and we tipped them on his grave.
Wow. Well done.
Yes. And I have the proof. I took a photo. Wow. My husband was very much so like, did you get it? I went, yes, I got it.
That's amazing.
So, Tonya, tell us about the grave. Is it people there all the time visiting? Is it like tours?
Yes.
People take you there? Like, is it just visited 24/7?
Graceland is fabulous, and we didn't get to spend enough time there. It was absolutely fabulous, and we are taking my young son back there next year.
Oh, amazing.
Fabulous.
Oh my gosh, I want to go too. You can visit Elvis and your husband's nan.
That's
mum.
Right. No, he's
not.
Yes.
That's a great call. I'm not sure. I think we'll leave it at that because that's not going to be beat.
Nah. Oh, guys, Elvis. What about
Elvis right now? Not yet. Thursday afternoon driving
here
you
we go.
He's such a nice voice.
It is, isn't it?
Get out, Elvis Aaron Presley.
For those people living in the northern suburbs that have a boat, they'd be very disappointed to hear this news, Katie, because the Ocean Reef Marina boat ramps will be closed during the next stage of redevelopment. So they have been there forever. Mm. You know, people love to get on their boats, especially up that northern, you know, part. I know Mark Lacroix too far. He used to always get his boat. He used to use that place a lot.
Yeah.
the marina.
It's the Old Faithful. Yes. The Old Faithful. When the Old Faithful closes down, you're very upset. It's just like me when I was younger and I used to frequent Clubber. Club Base View, we yes. did used to call it. And yep. when that closed down, we were lost souls.
What
sad
else
music,
are you going to do on a Sunday night?
I mean, yeah, all we wanted to do was rave, but Clubber was closed. And it was like, well, I guess we're going to have to venture out and find somewhere else to drink.
I know. And the good thing about it was that the Hungry Jack's right next door, 24 hours. That's that's never closing down.
Oh, the amount of Whoppers I demolished.
You ever remember Screaming Steven? You guys remember that?
Yes.
My goodness. No. So Screaming Steven was this little hot dog band that used to be outside Club Bay View the whole time. This was before Hungry Jack's was 24 hours. So the only thing you could get a bite to eat. So everyone would go out, you get thrown out, you go, oh, I'll suck in, mate. I'm going to go get this Screaming Steven.
You know? You say it exactly like that.
Yeah, and like, so this hot dog with a hot dog. It was.
Did you ever go to a restaurant called Osteria just in Netherlands? And it had, it was a beautiful Italian restaurant, but they used to bring out baskets of bread before you eat, free of charge. And the bread was always fresh out of the oven. So we used to load up on that much bread and then our mains would come out. We'd be like,
it's the worst mistake hospitality. You know what? Talking about closing down, I bet that restaurant is closed down.
It is.
There you go. Because what they do, they fill everyone up on bread.
Yeah. And then no one eats the money.
Non-delicious
filler. And they're gone. There you go.
But it was the best bread ever. Like, they deserved
all
of that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You go, you know what? I love your bread. I love what you did for us. You know, my life's good. Unfortunately, your restaurant no longer.
And same with yours. Yours is closed down. Your restaurant.
Why? Because we used to give them too much bloody bread. It's the end
of the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.